Okay, we're up to Reish Ein Aleph Sif Hey. Shnaim Shehai Shoisim Ve'omru Bo Unakadish Kiddush Hayom. Two people are sitting and they're drinking wine, and it's daytime, still Friday. They say, let's be Makadish, let's make a Shabbos dick. Nesar Lehem Lishtos Ad Shiakadshu. Now it's also for them to continue the drinking wine until they actually go ahead and recite the Kiddush. I mean, they said Brepa Gof, and obviously they're drinking wine. Now they have to make Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Yud Tes, Omra Bo Nakadish, Mi Umairi Hochabim Odyom. It's still daytime, the sun hasn't set. Te'ilu B'Sofik Chashecha, if they have a Sofik, maybe really it is at nighttime, v'cholshkin, certainly b'vadei chashechef, it certainly is now after tzeis, afilu lo amru boi nekadosh, they didn't say this phrase, let's come now and make kiddush, v'mei lechal chovas kiddush, v'osu lechol v'lishtos, k'mo shekosu b'siv dal, they can't eat or drink anymore because now is a chiyuv to make kiddush. We've pointed out many times that this Friday night kiddush coming in automatically, and the Rishonim point out as well that the kiddush of Bechor, it comes me'elav, it sets in automatically. Mishmer says in Chof, Ad Shikaj, until they make Kiddush, to Al Yidei Amiras Bo Unakadish, by the fact they said this, let's come now and make it and be Makadish, make it holy, Chola Alehem, Chovas Kiddush Hayom, Vanessa Alehem Lishtos. Now Zachiv on them to make Kiddush, and they can't continue drinking. Continues the Mechaber. And if they want to now go back and continue drinking before they make Kiddush, you're not allowed to. However, now so they're going to have to make a new Borei Pi'agofen. So why is that? So says the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph, Vimrotzu, they want to, Hatam de Aschu Daitaihu Milishtois Ode Kodim Kiddush. So it's a Hesach Hadas, and that terminates their drinking session. Therefore, Lechain Doime Lohem, Domze, Loomir Kodim Birkus Amazon, Havlan Navarich. It's like a person says, okay, it's time to bench. They bring out the Ntila Sedai, and person washes. That also terminates their eating session. So to overhear the fact they said, let's make Kiddush, that would terminate the drinking. Ditzarech Lashoise Achakach Lachsu Lavarich. You have to make a new brochen if you want to go back and resume your drinking. Umikom makom, al koish shel kiddush, right? You use on the kiddush cup, right? The as das hamogin avrim she'ein etzorech levarach borei pi'agofen. On the koish itself that you're making kiddush, you don't have to make a new borei pi'agofen because after all, you made a borei pi'agofen. You're just continuing to drink wine. You have to say the vayichulu. The yotze b'habracha sheberach b'techilas hashtia. The yotze already with the original bracha you had because you had in mind that was going to cover all the wine. The halo aschu daitaihu mikosho kiddush b'mashu omer boi nekadosh. For the fact that it's time, let's make kiddush now. That's not a hesach hadas, right? V'chein nira de'ein tzorich levorich gam kain al hayayin v'yishte acher kosho kiddush. You wouldn't have to make new bracha on the wine you're having afterwards either. The halo asach daitei rak mehashtia shekodem kiddush. You weren't. Have a hesach hadas ulefi sheish deos harbe bidinim eilus. A lot of different opinion what to do. Roy lechol bal nefesh li zoger shlo yovo li deikach. So it's better not to place yourself in this situation. Okay. Then again, the mechaber said you're allowed to continue drinking, but you. You're not allowed to continue to keep drinking before you make kiddush. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Beis hainu mitam dechol aleihim. On these two people, kiddush hasayom, kosav atad shelo omru bo nakadish ela shehichshich. You didn't say anything; it just got dark. Im rotz lachzu lishtois ein tzrichim lachzu levarich. If you want to keep drinking, you don't have to make a new brach on this. After also machmas shu koydim kiddush, you're still eating and drinking now before you made kiddush, right? We assume this just means you come home from shul, you can't eat or drink. Here you were drinking anyways, but now it's time. There's a chiv to make kiddush, right? The isul levad. Just the fact that it's osir, that's not masiach das from you, and therefore don't terminate the drinking session. Okay, comes along the Ramah and says, Adam sheshochach lekadesh ad laachir sheberach birkas hamoitzi. So you made hamoitzi, and remember, whoops, I haven't yet said the kiddush yet. V'nizka kodim sheochel. Remember, before you took a bite of the hamotzi, yikadish al hapas. You should say the kiddush there. V'achar kach yochel. Then you're going to eat. Aval, but that's only by kiddush. V'havdalah yochel tchila. You should eat the havdalah. You should take a bite from the hamotzi first. Why? Dehar ein la mavdilin al pas. Because the halacha is that we don't recite hamotzi on pas, so there's no way to. We don't say havdalah on pas. Therefore, there's no way to quote unquote save the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah now going on this is on the Ramah, Kodim Sheochel, Hainu Kodim Shetom Prusas Hamotzi. Before you take a bite out of the Hamotzi, La'acher Shetom Yikadish Al Hayayin, Now, after you've already eaten something, you're going to make the kiddush on the wine. Which is not true in this case. You're going to make the kiddush on the bread, even if you did have wine there. Because again, what? You made hamotzi, you forgot. You didn't make kiddush, so you're going to make kiddush right then. But if not, to make a brit hagafen at that point in time is not rab. You bring another lechem mishnah, which is interesting. Why? So the Dirshu quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, right? He says, "Va'af she'ena mevarech ata birkas hamotzi al lechem hanosa." If you're not going to bring a new hamot, may not make a new hamotzi on this. Im kein ba meyach ashev kilechem mishnah. How is this? So bir going to Shlomo Zalman Orbach. She'ikar din lechem mishnah eino be'etzim ha'bracha, on the bracha itself, ela din hu she'techilas ha'su'udah tihiyeh b'shnei lechamim. You should have lechem mishnah when you're starting your meal. Zeich leman, right? As a reminder, we had the two loaves. U'mishum kach, therefore, because of this reason, to have at the beginning of the meal. Kevin she'dayin lo ocho me'hapas, nechshom v'dabe ke'techilas ha'su'udah, o'ma'ila ha'pas ke'lechem mishnah. Interesting idea. Okay, finishing up the mishnah berurah. V'zeh lo mikre hefsek. That's not called a hefsek. Fine. Dehave tzarech tzuda. As we said many times, anything you need for the su'ud, you're allowed to ask for beferish. We're so from. We motion. We mumble. You're allowed to say beferish. Bepe moli. Bring me the salt. Bring me the knife. Bring me the lechem. You're allowed to do this. So therefore, if you need, that's not considered to be a hefsek. If you do this in this point, anything that's a tzarech tzuda is not a hefsek. Kedula el besimen kuf samach zayin sivvav. Okay. Then we said you're going to make the kiddush on the pas. If you remembered before you made hamotzi, you haven't taken a bite yet. Sevishim ruach chavdalad yikadosh al pas. Roitzalom sheyomer birkas asher kiddushanu. Velo yomer ata vayachula rak betoch hasuda. So vayachula, right? You're going to say the actual suda. Chafei va'achar kach yochid. Then you'll take a bite. Im niska la'achar she'ochel k'tzas. If you remember, after you already took a bite, bein k'she'ein lo yayin va'omer birkas asher kidshanu al hapas, when you don't have any wine, you're going to say asher kidshanu on the bread. U'bein she'esh lo yayin, and you have a glass of wine. U'makadish al yayin, you're going to do it k'she'chozer la'echol es hapas ein tzorech l'varach she'nis hamotzi. In neither case are you going to actually say an extra hamotzi, because you're yotzi already with that. Okay, and finally, Yochal Tachila, this is going on the line by Havdalah, right? Where you remembered, you said, you met Hamotzi, and you remember you didn't say Havdalah yet, so you should eat first, right? That's the difference between Kiddush and Hamotzi. Pirush, says the Mishnah Berurah, Prusas Hamotzi, Kidei Shalotia, Baruch Levatala, right? That's where you can take a bite, fine. You have to stop and make havdala. I'm a shikos of a magen avram bereish simin reish tzarites. Poskim havdala durabonim. Right, according to the poskim, hold it's a din durabonim. The Rambam holds that it's a deraisa because he learns out the hekesh of zochras yom haShabbos the kadosh zochrei beknisa v'yitzia. You have to remember it deraisa when kiddush comes in, and you have to remember it mentioned. I should say not remember, but mentioning Shabbos, the uniqueness and the specialness of Shabbos when it goes out. But according to the poskim, hold that what. That havdalah is only din durabonin, ein tzarech lahafsi. You wouldn't stop. Ela goymir sudoso v'achakach mavdil. You wouldn't have to stop. You could finish your suud and then you would go ahead and complete. What's it called? Complete your suuda. Okay. Wishing everyone a good Nerev Shabbos, and the Meretz Hashem, we should be zoichet to learn Torah this year with Mashiach Tzidkenu on Tisha B'Av.